A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Today, the reporter Richard Nixon tried to kill. Jack was a muckraker. For some 50 years, he uncovered stories of the abuse of power and political scandals. He would claim to have an army of tipsters placed throughout the government and industry. They were to feed him reports of misdeeds at the CIA, FBI, the Pentagon, and Richard Milhouse Nixon. More on Nixon in a few moments. Jack is Jack Anderson, probably the most influential reporter of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He was the protege of Drew Pearson, a sleazy columnist who wrote the Washington Merry-Go-Round. Anderson would take over the column in 1969. He never framed anyone or used force, but he did what he thought he could get away with. A favorite target of his was J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI. Jack was to have operatives go through Hoover's garbage in an attempt to gather intelligence. He wanted to prove a rumored love affair between Hoover and Clyde Tolson. He never found any proof, but he was to create a lifelong feud with Hoover. Anderson even took IRS data from Richard Nixon. In 1970, Nixon was trying to smear political rival George Wallace. He would publish the data in a damaging story and even was to claim that Nixon had no part in it. Amazingly, Richard Nixon had been a target of the column as he progressed from senator to vice president to president. Anderson's most destructive report came during the 1960 presidential campaign. It would be reported that Nixon's brother had been given a loan of over $200,000 from Howard Hughes, and that Nixon was secretly a party to it. He would lose the election by the narrowest margins. That loan controversy was to be blamed. During Nixon's presidency, Jack Anderson's column would dig up leaked documents regarding numerous administration lies regarding the Vietnam War. He was even to make a claim that Vice President Agnew's son was gay. Many times he bragged about receiving leaked White House memos. Nixon's people were even to have the CIA go after him, but nothing would come of it. Then came a huge story in 1972. Anderson got hold of a memo documenting a $400,000 donation by ITT to Nixon's reelection campaign. ITT was to get White House help in an antitrust case. E. Howard Hunt was to claim that Charles Colson, a top White House aide, told Hunt that Nixon was so angered that the reporter was to be killed. It was to look like an accident. Colson allegedly recruited G. Gordon Liddy. Liddy and Hunt later would make public their mission to kill Anderson. They would claim to have trailed him and explored poisoning him, staging a fatal mugging, and even a car accident. But before they could act, Colson called them off. Colson would later deny everything, but Anderson believed it to be true. On his deathbed in 2005, Jack Anderson was the contact Charles Colson, and from his hospital room, Anderson would ask what really happened. Colson was to give his standard denial and a lie to protect Nixon. Anderson would not get his confession, but history, however, would remember Nixon. Nixon would be recalled as a dishonest opportunist who had to run from office in disgrace. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.